Bum ba dum ba da ba 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 bum da bum ba da ba bum bum bum
podcast.
Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome.
We're your hosts,
Kyle
and
Brandon.
Brandon.
Bran.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, let's redo it.
Nope. Nope, we've come too far, Kyle. Kai. Your host, Kai.
Kai.
And Bran.
Bran. So.
What we're doing here, if you haven't already caught wind.
Yeah, I mean, I know we talked about it on the intro or the appetizer, so you're probably fed up with it. But today.
Adventure sewed.
Yeah. Oh, I was just kidding, because we didn't talk about it on the last adventure
sewed. They heard it. They know.
Well, if your ears are pleased, please continue listening to our episode. But I do regrettably have to ask you to leave the premise.
Leave the premise behind.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to tell you this, but you are no longer employed here.
You're saying I'm fired? Oh! Wait, whoops. Oh. Sorry.
I was talking to them, but yeah.
Yeah, fired.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Firing somebody.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get them on the ropes.
Get the Dickens out of Dodge.
Yeah, don't let the door hit you on the trout.
And you know what's better than being fired?
Firing somebody?
A field trip to a zoo.
Oh, see, of course. Hey, I know your performance has been down, so... I'm sorry to tell you this, but we gotta take you to the zoo.
It's true.
To boost your self-esteem. Look at all those pathetic zebra. They don't even think like horses.
What does that mean?
You're better than them. You can do better than these subpar progress reports.
Is that what you're calling a zebra?
No, I'm just trying to boost your self-esteem and generate activity and work.
I just want to feed the deer.
Okay, feed the deer.
All right, so what we're doing today for you is specialty.
Wait, are zebra worse than deer or better than deer?
They're better than deer and worse than horses.
I like deer.
Okay. Well,
they're just nice. You can pet them. I've never pet a zebra. I don't think they'd let me get close enough.
Yeah, well, because Kyle, never mind. This is too hard to get into. So, what we're doing for you guys today...
Don't break my heart.
I'm breaking it, man. What we're doing for you guys today is either a firing squad or... it's getting fired.
If there's like a group of people out there renowned for firing people, I hope they refer to themselves as the firing squad.
That's a good one. That'd be a good group name.
Man, if I had some employees right now, I would fire them just so I can get that name.
That's a good band name. Firing squad?
Yeah. It is. Another one.
It'd be hard to get a crowd because, like, you know, you book a show
as
a firing squad. No one's going to want to line up in front of you.
I was
really I was going to say
I was just trying to think of a good zoo parallel name, and all I could come up with is the on over.
What?
The animal sound. I don't know.
Animals. Insert animal sound here. So we're either going to be going to the zoo today.
Don't feed the snails.
Or we're going to be getting fired.
That's going to be bad. All right.
But it's all for you.
So what kind of coin are we flipping today, bro?
Well, today we have a Wonder Ball coin.
A Wonder Ball? Yeah. Oh, my God. Were you saving this?
Yeah. So one side is Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong Racing.
How's that go? Bum, ba-da, bum,
doom, oh. Doom. That's cool. They did the different theme song version for each character.
Volcanic Falls or whatever.
Volcano Falls. Tropico.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that game. Anyways, we got Diddy Kong. That's obviously the zoo because he's a Kong.
Yeah.
Not the same thing about King Kong being chained. But
yeah. Doesn't Kong mean donkey? Donkey?
No. Donkey means donkey. Donkey!
No, Kong means king.
I thought...
Oh.
I don't know.
Wait. Oh, Kong means donkey.
Oh, yeah. No, no. They said it was Kong for king and donkey because that means, like, jackass, like, in English. So, like,
yeah,
a donkey is a jackass, and he was super pissed.
And he's, yeah, yeah, he's yeah. an ape.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyways. Oh, wait. No, it was Donkey Kong.
Kong means ape.
Yeah. Donkey means yeah. donkey. Yeah.
No, Kong means ape. Kong. Yeah.
Ape. Yeah.
Yeah.
And donkey.
King
yeah, okay.
Kong. No, Jesus.
So donkey means donkey. No one wouldn't donkey.
Be calling him King King. Anyways. So
why not?
The other side is Super Mario. If anyone's ever played Super Mario, they understand that at some point you get fireballs. And usually when you eat the little plant that comes up, the fire flower. And don't forget the plus ones. Yeah. So we're going to be flipping this coin. Either you're getting fired or you're going to the zoo. Ready? Call it in the air.
Zoo.
You're right.
Ah! Ah! Doing a 2 out of 3 or is that done?
No. Well, I like that one.
What is it?
Oh.
It was the other one. Oh! That's the second time that's happened.
Too bad we got the zoo first.
Yeah, I know. We stick with that.
Yep.
Whatever we get for the 2 out of 3 thing.
I
is
can't
just
believe
a,
that maybe the universe is trying to tell me something. I can feel the vibes.
You know, I saw a show once that said the universe is
omnipotent.
No, made up of animals in cages.
Like ants?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the constellations, like you can draw cages around them. It didn't take that much effort, really.
I don't know. So, okay. How do you want to start?
You want to do like class field trip style?
No, I think it should be like one on one. Yeah. Oh no, let's start talking about zoos. That'll give us ideas of skits for yeah. zoos. Yeah. How do you feel about zoos? What's your favorite part of a zoo? Have you ever been to a zoo?
No, but I did hear about this pretty cool.
You never been to a zoo?
Yeah. I've been to a zoo.
Okay. Well, you said no.
I don't know. Just let it be. Like an animal in a cage. I mean, I feel like there is a sad part about them, but they are sad animals that are normally in there. Like,
well, that's what makes them sad.
Yeah.
I guess if you did just stare at a bunch of cages that were empty, that'd be kind of sad too.
Yeah, I mean, if your territory of like as far as you want to run that way is cut down to a giant cement wall in a certain area or like different stuff like that. I feel like no matter what you do, it's really hard to accommodate a species to that, but like there's also the factor that some of them are injured or just brought up in captivity and not suited for the wild kind of deal.
The only kind of zoo that I support is the one where the humans are like in a cage tunnel. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those. Yeah.
And like you're literally just roaming out in the wilderness looking for animals that happen to show up. Because it's like, yeah, we should be in cages. We should be in cages.
Yeah.
We're animals. No, sorry. But yeah, I think that's the important part.
Yeah.
Zoos are really, really a great time.
Yeah.
Have you ever fed in a zoo? Like a petting zoo? Like an animal zoo where you feed them? That's great.
Yeah.
I love feeling dominant. Yeah. It's like, not only am I out of the food chain, now I'm feeding you.
You know, throw a banana at a monkey, shout, dance.
No, I would never do that. I love monkeys too much.
Yeah. But apes. Goats, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw a salmon at a goat. I don't care.
Eat this, you damn grizzly.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it is. I love apes.
You know, goats, goats in and of themselves are really weird.
I like a goat.
They have like snake eyes and they blink sideways. Like,
I know, but they're so cute.
They're cute.
Yeah.
They're like...
Dude, they're adorable.
It is no question
they
to me.
They make great cheese.
Why I'm now referring to people from like 200 or 300 years ago as ancient, but why ancient people thought they were the devil.
Probably because they made really great cheese.
You're cheese devil.
Yeah.
I mean, deviled eggs. Gotta come from somewhere.
I mean, I don't know. I love goats just because they're cheese.
No, I saw.
That's the only reason I like goats.
I saw a baby cow today, and it looked so happy, and I wanted to hug it.
I bet it would have tasted great on a grill.
No. Also, have you seen these?
I have no love for cows.
Have you seen the images of like fluffy cows? Apparently that's trending now.
What, Highland cows?
No, fluffy. They're just like cows that have been washed and blown dry. Blown dried.
Like dairy ones?
Any cow. Just regular ass cows.
I don't think it can be any.
It is. You got to Google it because they look adorable.
I guess I got to distinguish where my line is between.
I was hugging a cow.
Right now we're going to a zoo, Kyle.
I know. I was hugging a cow at a fair. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
And after I was done hugging it, I went away and it mooed at me. And maybe a cow is my spirit animal. But I felt so bad and I mooed back at it and waved. And I don't know if it cared, but I'm pretty sure it wanted some more grass that I fed it.
Oh, God. So going to a zoo.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's the most thrilling part about going to a zoo?
The most thrilling part is avoiding other people there.
I say finding a best parking spot.
Nope.
I haven't been to a zoo in a long ass time.
Really?
I've never even driven to a zoo.
I went last year.
Well, yeah, for reasons.
Yeah, I'm just full of reasons.
Oh, I found out there's this zoo in Gray where if you pay $50 and say that you're an amateur photographer, they will let you take close-up pictures of animals.
I just bring my camera.
No, close-up. Like, you get on a one-on-one tour, and you get to, like, stand, like, 5 feet from the animal. I'm going to put mom in there.
I'm pretty sure kids don't like that.
No.
They're like, stop taking pictures. Stop, I want to be there. Pay $50. I don't know. Okay, so if I were in a zoo. Wait, we're going to do in a zoo? You want to do introspective?
If you were an animal in a cage?
Yeah.
What kind of animal are you?
A peacock.
Mm. Okay.
I wouldn't show my feathers to anybody.
Yeah?
Because that's what they want to see.
You don't want to strut your stuff?
No. I wouldn't show them.
You don't want to be aggressive?
That's what they're there for. To see them.
You know, not so long ago, I was thinking peacocks are not that different from turkeys. And I could really see where Ben Franklin was coming from.
He's right.
They're a beautiful animal.
And they're also just like a turkey.
And tasty.
Oh, I've never tried peacock.
I hear they're delicious.
All right.
If they taste as beautiful as they look, they must make one sweaty peacock pie.
Don't say sweaty pie.
I can't say juicy. We already moved on from that word.
Milky. No. Nope, that's worse.
That's worse. Don't make a milky pie ever.
That sounds
that sounds and tastes gross.
Yeah, it's like a cereal covered with a pie crust. Oh wait, that might be good.
No, that's not good.
What if it's apple cinnamon flavored pie crust over your cinnamon toast crunch, Kyle?
Yeah, and imagine how soggy that is to have been sitting in there forever.
You're right, I hate cinnamon.
And you hate toast crunch.
I love toast crunch.
You hate seeing taste.
What?
And the taste you can see.
Oh, okay. I get it. I lost me there. So,
yeah.
All right. Want to do a bit?
Okay. How do you want to approach a bit?
We could be a couple that's arguing on a trip to a zoo.
Okay.
Or you could be a like lone spectator. And I'm the guide.
What if we're trying to free the animals?
Us?
I don't know. One of us?
But I'm the guide?
One of us?
I don't think I'd want to lose my job.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What if we try to feed the animals? Let's just go for it.
All right. Welcome to the great zoo of exotic animals.
Wow, they're so exotic.
There are.
What kind of animals do you have here?
Well, for starters, we have a lemur. That's a ring-tailed lemur.
Oh, can I feed it? What does it eat?
Well,
ants?
That ring-tailed lemur in nature is mostly fed on a diet of vegetarian base.
I get what you're saying. Here's a 20.
It eats ants.
$30 do it?
Red ants.
Ants will do it. Yeah, you said vegetarian.
Yeah, well, that's the secret.
Let me just take these ants out of my pockets.
Oh, you got a bunch of ants. You can't feed it too much now.
I got ants in my pants.
You have to be careful.
I got ants in my pants.
Anton. Stop. Stop eating my ants.
Why is it not eating? Why is it, it's not eating them?
You must be full.
What?
All right. So if you take a trip. No, just follow me. It's okay. Look, here's 120 back.
Okay. Thank you.
So if you follow me over here.
Okay.
You'll see on our aquatic area.
Okay.
We have bottlenose dolphins. Yes. Oh, you speak the phonetic language of the bottlenose dolphin. I don't understand. Oh, they're talking back. They're talking back.
I knew it.
Do you have any trout?
Trout? They like trout?
No, they hate it.
Oh. What can I feed them? Can I pet them? Can I ride them?
Oh, you can ride.
Can I ride them?
You can't ride them.
Why?
All you can do is pet them.
All right, call them over. Summon them.
Dolphin. Bottle. Come on, Bottle.
Oh, this is Bottle?
Yeah.
Oh.
He got that nickname because he had a bottle stuck on his snout.
Oh.
Pollution is real.
You poor thing, Bottle.
Yep. That's how he became a bottle dolphin.
Bottle, do you want to live in my purse?
No.
You can speak, Bottle.
Oh. Sir, you're gonna have to. You can't climb in the tank, sir. Sir,
oh.
Sir,
hey.
He's taking off a bottle. Somebody do something. He's taking off a bottle.
Somebody,
oh my god,
bottle
watch out for that wall. Bottle survived.
Oh, Donnie.
Oh god, you survived.
I was talking to Donnie, my husband.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Donette.
That's me.
You must.
We made our favorite. We made our fortune from Blue Donut butter.
I love that butter. Goes great on crab.
So did my husband.
Do you like Blue Alaskan crab?
Do you have any here?
Yeah, you want to come out for dinner?
Do you
tonight,
have
later
insurance policies?
I have the best insurance.
Okay, because we didn't sign a waiver, so...
No, I mean, now you're...
A lawsuit is...
Your husband's kind of, like... I mean, what do you gauge him
at?
As far as I can consider, he's...
Drowning.
Yeah.
And fully incapacitated.
But, I mean, look, you have a great life insurance
policy.
Dolphins
are eating him.
Don't you? You have a good life insurance.
I'm never going to get this burned image out of my brain.
Listen.
My memory.
Listen, Jeanette.
They're much more convincing than Donnet.
Donnet. Listen, Donnet, I have two tickets to a Tony Danza show tonight. Dungeness crab waiting, hot and steaming.
Okay.
Fresh salted butter.
What's your name?
And two piping hot mimosas. Okay. Gary is my name, yes.
Gary is your name. Mimosas. Dungeness crab. Des the husband. Dolphins are not safe.
Trust me, you'll be rich. Fantastically rich. You're
know.
With me, baby. It's okay.
I'll
take you to a zoo.
All I can get petting.
Yeah. By deer, your favorite.
Deer are gonna pet me.
Yep.
I'll be the livestock of the livestock.
What do you say?
My heart is so heavy. Yet my feet are so nimble. Yes.
Dance into my arms.
Gary.
Dance into my arms.
Take me to that crab.
Woo. And that was the story.
As done by Gary and Donette. Heiress to the Blue Donut Butter Company.
A round of applause. So, that's going to a zoo. I mean, have you ever been to a zoo you didn't actually have a good time at?
Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of them, really.
What? I mean, I always feel sad, but then I'm like, haha, monkey.
I mean, I feel like I could spend, like, 20 minutes in there and be done with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would, well, I guess you're right. Like, I have more of an entertaining time at a museum.
Yeah. Or, you know, Like, maybe if I had, like, binoculars or a telescope or something. I feel like sometimes you're really far away from the animals.
I always wonder what kind of diseases I'm catching from the animals.
Yeah. I spit on them. I'm just kidding. I don't do that. That'd be terrible.
That's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wonder why they, like, you ever notice they put, like, the tropical birds in the zoo? And they're like, they can't survive in this climate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, why are they here? You're horrible.
Well, you don't want exotic. You gotta have exotic animals at a zoo.
I wish it was just
where you know, like zoos are only open during the summer. Where the hell do the animals go? Do they like truck them across the country or something? Yeah,
that's what they do exactly.
They're like a zoo circus.
Yeah, they send them to the circus. Sorry, getting really sassy. Yeah. No,
Yeah, send them to the circus, Kyle. Whatever you want. Whatever makes this done quicker.
No, I think
you wanted this.
I always feel like I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Zoos.
Yeah. They're a really weird thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. Like, you want to see like okay, I can get petting zoos because those are like somewhat like domesticated animals.
Well, I think they should just be. I get that you want to see foreign animals, but shouldn't you go to a foreign zoo to see the foreign animal? Like, wouldn't that be better? Not
everybody can pay for that brand.
Yeah, then you don't get to see them, motherfucker. Like, that's life.
Yeah, or like the Siberian tigers.
Yeah, join the Peace Corps.
Well, no, I mean, like, do you know about Siberian tigers?
They're dying?
They're like, they're just albino Bengal tigers, pretty much.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, they're like a really, like, genetically rare species that only comes from like a mutation and they're like force bred to be Siberian tigers.
I heard a really well I didn't really hear it was kind of like a really dark thought it was sorry no well
so
no.
Is this any fact based
no thing? no okay so let's just hear me out okay, for a second this is really weird but it's also makes sense when you think about it this way deconstructed okay so think about wild animals
okay
when, about them. When they breed they almost usually, like, most often they conceive, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Usually they do. So.
Spoiler, Kyle. Nature works its course.
But then.
We need more bird birth control. Listen. Sorry.
You start to talk about domesticated animals, right?
Yeah.
Like dog breeding and cat breeding and stuff like that. They don't always reproduce, right?
Right.
It's less common. Not every time. You have to do multiple tries and stuff like that. Then you also think about humans, right? That and some humans, like some people get together and they try for years to have a kid. And it's a hard journey to go through. So the whole thing that I'm thinking of is Darwin's theory of
evolution.
Yeah, evolution. So basically like with undomesticated animals, they are the best of the best, the cream of the crop to reproduce, because that is the goal of organisms that don't live forever.
Meaning of life, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they have to reproduce. They're the best at it. That's why every time they do it, they make babies. Then you get to domesticated animals, which have been domesticated. So, obviously, they're not as advanced as humans, and they haven't been, you know, in that society for as long.
Choosing partners, selective.
Yeah. So, anyways, like, now they're just, they have trouble with it. Usually, every time it works, it doesn't always. And then humans, I mean, we have to be the species that has the hardest time reproducing. That doesn't go for everybody, but...
And is not endangered.
Exactly. Like, I mean, not exactly. That's not the point I was making, but...
Well, I mean, I know some endangered species have trouble mating.
Yeah, because they're, like...
Malnourished.
I don't know. Maybe they're just sad.
Maybe they know. Maybe things just think they're tasty. Maybe they're just really bad at surviving.
Maybe they suck at sex. Like, again.
A lot of, like, the animal sex is, like, terrifying.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, eagles, like, they free fall to the earth.
I don't like, want to sound crass, but I'm pretty sure animals don't even know what love is.
Yeah, I mean, well, talk about kinky, free falling to the earth while you're doing it.
I mean, sure, they mate for life, but they don't even know their first name. Just saying.
I mean, there wasn't a ring anywhere.
Does anybody know that they mate for life? Or are they just like, that's another penguin?
Yeah. There's two penguins now. What? No, three? They must have done it. Although I hear the penguins mate for life, though.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What happens if the other penguin dies?
Who studies them that long?
Yeah.
I studied these three penguins for 24 years, and only these two ever copulated. And they were in love.
By the way, I got a divorce while I was studying.
Yeah.
I spent so long focusing on their relationship. Yeah.
How many other penguins were those penguins in contact with that they were researching?
That's true. They only ever study them in the winter.
Yeah. Or in a certain vicinity.
Maybe it was a guy in a penguin costume, and he only got mated with once.
Yeah. Or maybe they just, like, showed up and were like, oh, hey, you're pregnant again from some other dude? Oh, I'll be here.
I'm your penguin.
I'm your penguin.
Look at my belly.
What a lame Batman villain.
Hey, Danny DeVito killed it.
He killed it, but I mean...
At what penguin? Cost?
I mean, his superpower is that he's a mobster called the Penguin.
Is that it?
He has a long nose.
I thought he controlled penguins.
No, he just surrounds himself with penguins.
That's cool. Like Mr. Popper.
They should have called him Mr. Popper. Anyway. What about, like, I don't know, other types of zoos? They're weird types of zoos? I know there's, like, a butterfly exhibit at some zoo.
Oh, that's at Gray Animal Farm. It's amazing, Kyle.
Have you been to, that's the one that does the close-up things if you're an amateur photographer.
I'm not. Well, I am. But I refuse to say I am.
You don't want to be, like, photographing animals up close?
No.
Oh.
It's weird.
I thought it was at the York thing that they did the butterfly exhibit.
Well, yeah, that's where... It's in Gray.
It's called York and it's in Gray?
I might be confusing them. But either way, I went to the butterfly exhibit and it's really annoying because you always want them to land on your finger and they never do.
Really?
Yeah.
I was outside smoking a cigarette one time.
I've done it before too, Kyle. No need to brag.
Okay.
No, brag. Tell them.
Oh, I was talking to a guy who was really pessimistic about the weather and, you know, just everything in general. And then... They came out back one day, and I had a butterfly, like, perched on my finger for no reason because I was just smoking, and it landed there. And I was like, hi. Today's going great. Best day of my life, actually.
Was it?
It was pretty great. I've never had a butterfly land on my finger before.
Well, there you have it, folks. A butterfly.
Does that mean good luck? Was I lucky?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it. I wasted it.
No, you still have it.
Still?
Yeah. You gotta use it. You gotta channel it. Not now.
Oh. Name dropping.
Oh!
That's the 80th time we've said not now on this show. I just said the 81st though, so. One more point my way.
You ruined the streak.
All right, I guess it's over then.
I guess so. So just so you guys know, if you ever have a cock in the hen house, just make sure you cock it twice because that way you redistribute the rounds in the magazine. Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
More magazines full of chicken.
Mad magazines. He had a tooth that had a missing spot. Alfred E. Newman ate the corn. Have you guys ever made corn?
I mean,
all right, we're losing it.
All right. You know what? I would like to feed an elephant an ear of corn.
I don't know if that would be satisfying.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it would be like satisfying to feed an elephant.
I always thought that the best. Okay, so hear me.
I feel like they're. I feel.
No, let me set the scene.
Their trunk would like snuff my head, and yeah. I would giggle. And they're eating the corn from my hand. I'm like, ew, it's slimy. And then they pick me up and take me for a ride. And I become their best friend. They never forget it.
And I got something better, Kyle.
Okay.
All right. Picture this. You're deep in the jungle. Okay?
Okay.
You see a sloth.
Oh, okay.
You feed him
peanut butter.
Ghost chili pepper.
Oh,
just, okay. Okay. The best thing about spice is it takes a while to set in. Now imagine a sloth getting set in. It takes like 300s. Well, no. What do you say?
If it takes like 30 seconds for a normal person to register the feeling.
Yeah, it's like
33 minutes or so.
Yeah. So this sloth is going to slowly react to the spice that is hitting its... Like, wouldn't that be great? Like, you just watch that and then you feel horrible because you killed the sloth.
Can you die from heat?
A sloth can.
Maybe it just start tearing up after like a half an hour.
It's dead.
Couldn't taste anything ever again. Didn't have the willpower because it was reacting for so long.
It just gave up. It was too powerful.
Maybe the scents would have worn off, so it'd be less of a reaction.
I want to try ghost chili pepper. Do you want to try ghost chili pepper?
No.
What?
No.
What?
Why?
I don't know. It's life.
Stop making my mouth water.
Life, Kyle. Don't you like spice?
Yeah, but it also gives me bad heartburn.
Me too, and the shits. Does it give you the shits?
No. I think it just hits me too bad at the heartburn area and doesn't make it to my bowels.
I just, you know,
my bowels.
I have a really hard time with like Chipotle. I'm not sure I can handle a ghost chili. But if you send us enough emails, me and Kyle will sniff a Chipotle pepper.
Yeah, we said zero emails to slurp pudding through straws, and we made that benchmark. Now send us 50 emails, and we will eat a ghost chili pepper.
Yeah, I will.
On the next,
not a whenever. Carolina Reaper though. Never go that far.
What was a Carolina Reaper?
That's worse than a ghost chili.
Okay, pepper. If you could feed another animal, what would it be?
I would feed. I would feed a turtle.
A turtle?
Yeah. It's so risky.
What do they eat?
Anything. No.
Shoe?
it's risky because, like, I don't know, their beak is, like, not accurate, I feel like.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, I feel like I'd like to feed a giraffe something. I feel like they have, like, horse lips.
They have a tongue, too, that's like...
Yeah, it's blue.
Yeah, gross.
Hey, they'd slurp it up with the tongue. I don't know. And I feel like they bend down, and you get to, like, touch their furry, like, mane that's, like, always pointy. Or, oh, a panda.
I would like to feed a jellyfish. I want to know how they eat.
Show me how you eat, you bastard. Where's your mouth?
No, I don't know. You know what's weird? I think the octopus are probably the most intelligent animal. I know they say dolphins are.
Yeah.
They're like the camouflage and all that shit.
They say octopus are probably, if humans were to disappear from the earth, the octopus is probably the most likely creature to develop sentience.
But they taste so goddamn good.
They do.
Have you? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love octopus.
I know.
I want to state for the record, I know we're talking about petting zoos, but Asian culture has the best food. I'm sorry. I could give a fuck about a hamburger. I don't care about a taco. And fuck your naan. I want sushi.
You'd love naan.
Naan is really good. But
hummus?
Naan and hummus is better
than hamburgers. I would try shawarma, too. I really am into the thought of trying shawarma.
You know, America's food kind of sucks a little bit.
Yeah,
we got a hot dog and a hamburger. Like, give me ramen and
fried
sushi.
Chicken is considered hamburger.
Oh, you American. Know what? Fried chicken is the only saving grace that America has.
America has other stuff. Popcorn is considered American.
Fuck popcorn. I don't care.
They go crazy for it in Japan.
I don't care. I don't like popcorn.
Okay. You don't have to.
Fried chicken is the only thing that holds a candle. You know, if I was given the choice between fried chicken, barbecue ribs,
barbecue is another American thing.
Yeah, those
two.
Yeah. Barbecue ribs, fried chicken, and sushi and ramen. I would say, fuck it, give me both because I want to die happy.
No, I would say, fuck it to the fried chicken and fuck it to the sushi and barbecue pork ramen.
No, Kyle.
Oh, come on. That'd be so good.
Barbecue ribs need to be enjoyed alone. They're fabulous.
Alone. In the privacy of your own closet.
That's the only way you can enjoy them.
You can enjoy them in a car.
No.
Or in a bar.
No.
Or by a wharf.
Or standing by Jafar.
Or next to a dwarf.
I don't know. We should do an episode called Food Stuffs.
We have done an episode called Foodstuffs. In fact, we've had that episode as well as other episodes that have been just devoted to food.
I like food.
I like food too. Maybe we should just start a food cast.
Yeah, food cast. We're going to cast out food.
Call it the Food Fighters.
Kyle, we can catch a bottlenose dolphin.
And feed it buffalo wings.
And see how long it lasts.
Ew. Okay, so an animal you'd love to pet.
Me?
Yeah. What's a zoo animal you'd love to pet? A
gorilla.
Really?
Silverback gorilla.
Silverback gorilla.
Not so much pet, more or less hug.
Yeah. I would like to hug a gorilla, but I'd like to pet a lion.
No.
Yeah.
I have no interest in lions.
Lions?
No. Nope.
The huge mane? No. Nope. I'd like to see what it feels like. Is it as fluffy as it looks?
I don't want to die.
No, I mean, like, okay, it like you're not going to die. Get out a death-free card.
Okay, I'd rather pet a crocodile.
Really?
Yeah.
I fucking hate
crocodiles. I want to feel its corners.
I... No.
That's inside joke.
Yeah. I have this weird thing
where... Oh, boy.
Where I have no compassion towards reptiles. I don't like...
You don't like... What? You
don't like reptiles at all? No.
I knew it. I knew it from the moment I was six.
Like
that you didn't
reptiles are just like
I was so into Godzilla and you were like yeah I knew it.
I just feel like reptiles are like the most prehistoric and
that's least, why they're so fucking awesome least, Kyle.
Okay, if you want to think they're awesome you can. Yeah. I feel like they're the least intelligent of the creatures.
They are.
They devour their own kind frequently.
Yep.
They
That's why they're awesome. They just want to live. That's all they're doing. They don't give a fuck, Kyle.
I just don't get them.
They're making it day to day, just like the rest of us. 9 to 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just working.
Exotic animal you'd like to have as a pet.
Oh. All right.
You have anything that comes to mind?
I have a lot. I got to figure it out.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to sift through them,
too. Exotic animal that I'd like to have as a pet.
Yeah.
I still got to do a turtle.
Turtle?
Yeah.
Still. That's not exotic.
No, I want the one from Master Roshi's Island, you know? Like, I can
ride on it. That's a fictitious one.
Well, it doesn't have to talk. I just want to be able to sit on its back and ride around.
Okay. So, again, a fictitious turtle. A
Galapagos turtle.
That's
what I want. Give it.
Give it
to me now.
Now. I don't know. I kind of feel like an ostrich because I know people ride those.
I wouldn't ride an ostrich.
Yeah, it seems weird.
Never trust a bird with your life.
I don't think I would. So maybe I'll take that back.
They're just big chickens,
Kyle. I guess, maybe those, like, really tiny monkeys.
Wait, they get to ride?
Huh? No, the monkeys that, like, crawl.
I thought you said
like,
ride.
Yeah, well, I said ostrich at first because you can ride him.
Yeah, but how are you going to ride a tiny monkey?
I don't want a tiny monkey to ride. I just want a tiny monkey to crawl
you said to ride.
That was the first thing.
Yeah, wasn't that
I moved on to... It doesn't have to be a riding animal. It was to have as a pet.
Oh.
Or to have.
To have. To own. To possess.
To love and to cherish.
Mm. I don't know. I still want a silverback gorilla.
Yeah?
Or an orangutan. I don't want a silverback gorilla.
Those can be violent, though, can't they?
No. Silverback gorillas get violent. Orangutans are very docile.
Was I thinking a chimpanzee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an anchovy, because I love anchovies. I can make more anchovies.
Yeah.
I could get a bunch of them.
What animal would you like to train?
I just want to train a bear.
Train a bear?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Like a black bear, you know?
Yeah, I could see that. You know,
barrel, wear the hat.
I feel like I would like to train, and I feel like you probably could train a raccoon.
No.
You
no
could way. Train a raccoon.
No.
Yeah, people have. I mean, if you could,
it would be
stuff.
Sick, but I don't think you can. Like, they have a mind of their own.
They got opposable thumbs. That's how you train things.
No, man, like, I just want a bear that's my best friend, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, okay. I totally get you on the bear side.
Yeah, like, bears are sick. Like a black bear.
Yeah.
Or not a grizzly bear.
Kodiak bear?
No, none of them.
What? What's the problem with those bears?
I want a Maine black bear, man.
Okay, you feed it blueberries.
Yeah, I'll feed it blueberries and nuts, and it'll be happy.
Like the, do you remember?
We'll hang out, he'll find me honey.
It was
I love honey.
Do you remember the
I want bees as my pet.
Do you remember the Clark's Trading Post thing we went to?
Yeah!
Where the bears would, like, ride around on, like, tricycles.
They were awesome.
Or push a stroller and, like, ate ice cream.
I felt really bad for them, but they got a lot of food.
I wished I was one of those bears.
Yeah.
I was like, all the ice cream I can eat and all I gotta do is push a stroller?
I remember sitting on the couch thinking that I really wished I was our family dog.
Yeah?
You ever have that depressing thought where you're like, I don't have to worry about anything.
I could just
sit here.
I could run up the couch, sit in the bay window, and bark at anything that I want. Nobody's going to care.
I still get fed. I still get cleaned.
Yeah.
I was like, goddamn animals. That's what I remember thinking.
I could be fascinated by this red dot.
I still was. And on that note, we're going to send you off to another interesting factoid from our main resident, Mile Kitchell. Mile, what do you have for us today?
Well, today the weather is mild. I ate some lunch from my wife, Flyle. She gave me some pile of jalapeno chips.
Thank you, Mile. All right. So with that, without further ado, I'm going to just tell you all, you better gear up. Oh, man. Those guys. Well, thanks for joining in to another episode of Not Now Podcast.
Yeah. We hope you found it as refreshing as a Miller Lite.
Or adequate. As a hard candy.
Yeah. And, you know, I just hope you bite down on those hard candies and they split wide open like your email to us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Or maybe they'll, if it hurts your teeth, I guess you could schedule an appointment with us at notnow.podient.co. Or you could listen to our latest advice columns on any of your favorite podcasting apps. Feel free to leave us a rating or review, or suck it.
Yeah, just email us. For the love of God. Sick of waiting. This is ridiculous. You're going to need dentures.